The board of directors of the bankrupt Enron Corporation reportedly learned at least 4 years ago about the existence of off-balance sheet partnerships. The Washington Post this morning reported that minutes of Enron board meetings show that company directors approved the partnerships and the use of controversial accounting practices that eventually brought the company down. Enron lawyers say the board members may have been briefed on the partnerships, but their knowledge was incomplete. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The revelation that Enron had used off-balance sheet partnerships to hide debt and inflate profits by hundreds of millions of dollars is what triggered the energy company's collapse last October. Now there's evidence that Enron's directors were given detailed information about those partnerships years earlier and endorsed the aggressive accounting tactics that created the appearance of success but ultimately planted the seeds of failure. According to the Washington Post, which obtained partial minutes of board meetings dating back to 1997, directors were given detailed briefings on the partnerships. Attorney Michael Donovan, who's suing Enron on behalf of shareholders, says if the Post account is correct, the minutes would provide at least a first glimpse of what Enron's directors knew and when they knew it.
The minutes would indicate at least that the board was aware of the off-balance sheet partnerships, that they approved of them, that they were even in control of the accounting. It would expose, in my estimation, the directors to direct personal liability for the alleged securities fraud at Enron.
Investors lost tens of billions of dollars when Enron's stock collapsed. Donovan and others are now trying to recover some of that money, targeting the directors' liability insurance and their personal wealth.
Several of the directors we know did dispose of hundreds of millions of dollars worth of Enron stock before the bad news came out, and attempts have been made in the court in Houston to freeze those assets so that they could be collected.
Asked about the board's minutes, Enron attorney Robert Bennett stood by earlier statements that while directors knew about the partnerships, there was a great deal about their operation they didn't know. Enron's former chairman, Kenneth Lay, is apparently taking a similar tack. Lay's wife Linda said on NBC's Today Show this week that Enron executives, auditors, and attorneys kept important information from her husband.
There's some things that he wasn't told. There's some things that the board of directors didn't know. But that'll all come out in the investigation.
But corporate directors can't simply plead ignorance about the company they oversee, even if what they were told about the outside partnerships was incomplete. Roger Raber, who heads the National Association of Corporate Directors, says board members have a duty to question management about issues that have the potential to affect a company's performance.
Some people call that the duty of curiosity. Sometimes the stupid question is the question not asked. And it is the obligation of the board to probe.
At least some employees at Enron raised questions about the partnerships. One went so far as to seek an outside legal opinion last spring, which concluded the partnerships were not kosher. According to the Washington Post, Chief Financial Officer Andrew Fastow had briefed Enron board members back in October of 1999 about how the company was using the partnerships to keep some of its debt off the balance sheet. Shareholders attorney Donovan expects more details of the board's involvement will emerge as lawsuits proceed.
Generally, the minutes are sanitized versions of reality. There are going to be briefing books that are a lot more detailed about what was discussed at the board meetings, and my suspicion is that the minutes are just the tip of the iceberg.
Additional information may come out shortly. Results of Enron's internal investigation are expected within a few days, and Ken Lay and a fellow board member are scheduled to testify before Congress next week. Scott Horsley, NPR News.